Viva la vegan! Hi, I'm Lise Chantel from vivalavegan.net, and welcome to this week's podcast. I have today Heather Lonsbury, who is an acupuncturist in LA. She runs a website called livenaturallivewell.com, and she has just released her new book called Fix Your Mood with Food. So she's our guest today. Welcome, Heather.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you.
I
And you're in LA at the moment?
am beautiful, sunny, warm LA.
Rub it in, middle of winter here in Brisbane.
Poor
So,
baby.
so tell me about your website, livenaturallivewell.com.
I started my website, it was under a different name before, but I started it about 10 years ago, and my intention was to make Chinese medicine and nutrition accessible and for people to see how easy it really is. Like, I have videos of me treating people because most people have the impression, oh my God, there's needles, that's scary, it must hurt. But once they've experienced it or seen a video of how, simple and non-painful and unpainful it is, the people give it a try. And I also have an interview with you on there when we first met a few years ago, which is really great to have. And I have several articles on my site giving easy tips to live a healthier, happier life. And yeah,
What are
that's it.
the main sort of things you talk about on there, or what do you find most people go there for or ask questions about?
Well, I mostly focus on nutrition on the site just because that's something that people can do on their own without having to come see me. So I talk about great sources for calcium without having to eat dairy, which isn't actually even a good source of calcium anyway. I give tips on how to get your iron and healthy fats, and also tips for lightening your mood, have a healthier and happier, joyous life. I
Good,
talk
good.
about autism, infertility, vitamin D, since that's a buzzword the last couple of years. Everyone's talking about vitamin D. So it's a great resource for all kinds of information.
Yeah, and if anyone wants to check it out, make sure you see livenaturallivewell.com. And you just launched a new book in New York and in LA. You've just had a couple of book launches for your book, Fix Your Mood with Food. Can you tell me why did you decide to write it in the first place?
Well, I decided several years ago that I wanted to write a book, but you've written books, so like having the idea and actually following through with it are two different things.
And long processes.
So I didn't really get focused on it until a few years ago, but my intention was that I wanted to get out the information that I've been sharing with my patients to a broader audience because obviously I can only help so many people in a day. And I just wanted to show people how easy it is to eat healthy. It's delicious. You can eat to help reduce anxiety, depression, if you're a worry wart. And most people don't know that. They don't make the connection. They might say, oh, well, I felt kind of crappy the next day, but they kind of relate it to just a food hangover. But how about we say, oh my God, I feel so much better because of what I ate this morning or had for dinner last night. Like, why don't we switch the conversation around to how much we're thriving
That's a good
by
idea.
what we eat? Yes, thank you. So, and the book is set up in four sections. I start off with giving an introduction to Chinese medicine, so people can see who haven't tried it before. That it's not this weird, scary thing that only people like myself in California do. And then I go into great detail. The second section, there's a chapter on different moods. Like, the first one in that chapter is anger. So if you have issues with anger or PMS, your short fuse, there's tips for what to eat. But I also share some of my patients' stories throughout the book,
Yeah,
so
I
you
like
can.
that.
Thank you. So you can relate easily. to like, oh, okay, well, this person had similar issues. That means I can get better too. Because I think a big part of why people stay sick, either physically or emotionally, is they don't think that there's any real hope in getting better. It's just, we have to live this way. And then the third section, I go into more detail about how Western nutrition can help your mood. So I talk about sources for your B vitamins, the importance of probiotics, iron, and how that lifts your mood. And then the last section goes into great detail of different foods and why they help you from a Chinese perspective and a Western perspective. Mm-hmm. So one example I like to share is black beans. Chinese medicine has known for thousands of years, literally, that black beans helped with anxiety. Mm-hmm. And we now know Western nutrition that in black beans actually do support brain function and help with sedation if you're anxious, like it's high in tryptophan. So, and tryptophan has a great calming effect to it.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So, and then the last part, there's, yes, thank you. And then there's charts at the end of the book. So once you've read it, you can say, okay, I'm really stressed out about a job interview, or my heart's been broken. You can go right to the end and figure out what foods you should be focusing on.
Yeah, that's good. And tell me the process, like, when did you decide to write this, and, you know, how long did it take you to write? Because it's actually quite in-depth. There's a lot of text in there. How many pages is it again?
It's 240, hold on. So, oh, wait, that's 200. It's 200, like, 200 pages with the index and everything.
Mm-hmm. Show us
It's over 63,000 words.
Oh, wow.
So, like I said before, I thought about writing the book several years ago, and then about three, I committed to writing it.
Mm-hmm.
I had written sort of a basic book. It was about half of how big it is, or less than half of what it is today, the final product.
Mm-hmm.
With that, I reached out to getting a literary agent, and then she helped me get a publisher. And with getting a publisher, I had to spend 3 months pretty much nonstop finishing the first draft of the book, and then edits took another couple months. So within a year of getting a publisher, the book was out.
So did your publisher request anything new that you had done, or did they request any new path to go down?
Well, they wanted me to sometimes talk more about a specific topic, and they did have me take a few things out, because being a first-time author, you know, I'm still learning the process of what needs to stay in and what needs to come out. And there were a few things that they didn't think fit in the book, but then they eventually agreed with me, like the easy to follow charts at the end. They eventually realized like what a great resource that would be for my readers. But for the most part, they liked what I had to say.
That always helps.
Yes, it does.
And tell me about your launches that you've just had.
Okay, well, I've done three parties so far. I started in Los Angeles because that's where I live, and I have for 20 years. I had the Spork Food Sisters. So for all your followers who know Spork Sisters, they hosted it, which was very generous. And I had a vegan Thai place that's pretty new to LA called Araya. They did some of the catering, and there was about 60 people that came. It was I made it a fundraiser for Farm Sanctuaries, since I'm obviously a huge fan of animal sanctuaries.
Yeah.
And I had a blast. I think everyone else did. And you can see pictures from all three of my events on my fan page on Facebook. It's facebook.com/DocHeather, D-O-C. H-E-A-T-R and the number one. So you can look at them there. And then I did, this was super exciting for me. I did an event with Dr. Neil Bernard of Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine in Washington, D.C. He wrote the quote for the cover of the book, which I'm honored to have, but he also introduced me at the Washington, D.C. event, and we had it at a Whole Foods there, and Whole Foods did an amazing job with providing some healthy vegan snacks, and about 40 people came to that, and I sold out of books, which was really exciting. I definitely could have sold more if they had ordered more, so that felt really good. And then New York, I was honored to have Candle Cafe West host and cater my party in New York. Very gracious hosts, and we made it a fundraiser for the Coalition for Healthy School Lunches. So a portion of the proceeds went to that, and that was a lot of fun too.
And they did a special menu for you, didn't they?
They did. Well, they just did some appetizers and like this watermelon lemonade deliciousness that was really great. We simplified the menu a little bit. There was edamame and guacamole, and then these seitan chimichurro little tapa things that were really good. So, but Bart and Joy were such gracious hosts, and I'm glad it's life.
Lovely.
Yes,
that sounds really cool.
I've never watched a show, but one of the Real Housewives of New York, a big reality TV show star in America, was there. So that was kind of fun to have the reality show aspect to my party. Yes.
Always fun. And are you working on any other launches or book signings or anything like that at the moment that people might be able to go to?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing, I'm working with my publicist right now on doing some more events. I'm going to be doing some book signings at Whole Foods around the LA area and in New York. I'll be back in New York in September. I'll be doing a workshop in Washington, D.C., September 21st at a vegan yoga studio called Buddha Bee.
What's the workshop on?
It's based on my book, so Nutrition for Mental Health, and it's only $10, so totally affordable. And I'll also be at Natural Products Expo East. I'm in talks with a few different vendors on where I'm going to be doing a book giveaway, so I can't give that away just yet. And I'm going to be in Austin for sure next April. But we're still finalizing where else I'm going to be. But everything is, if you sign up for my newsletter, it's on there. And also my Facebook fan page, I'll be posting any future events.
Sounds really good. Good luck with the book. Have you got it with you? Can you show everyone what it looks like?
Yes. Yay. Is that a good cut?
Fix your mood with food. Lovely.
It's a pretty cover.
Yeah, it looks great. I love the green. And so where can people buy the book? Like, they can get it on your website, livenaturallivewell.com, anywhere else?
It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and you can always request, if you like to buy from a mom-and-pop bookstore, which I definitely prefer, you can request that they order it for you. So if the store close to you doesn't have it, so you can ask them to order it for you. And it's only $16.95.
Good.
So, and it's also available as an ebook. So if you're doing Kindle or anything similar to Kindle, you can read it that way.
Very good options. And you actually interviewed me for your podcast quite a few years ago. I can't even remember when it was now. And what's your podcast?
It's on blogtalkradio.com. And I'm a featured host on there because I've had at this point almost 130,000 listeners over the last 4 years, so that's pretty impressive. My biggest show to date was 20,000 listens, so that's I'm very, very proud of it. And I've had people in the health world come on my show, people in the nonprofits come on my show, and also environmental causes. So it's a wide variety. Like, I just today had on the owner of Beyond Meat, Ethan Brown. I've had Chris Carr, Kathy Freston, Brendan Brazier, all kinds of different great plant-based activists on my show with a health twist.
And why did you start it?
It's sort of the same thing as the book. I wanted to get the information that I had and also talk to people who had a different take on things. Like obviously someone like Brendan Brazier, his expertise in nutrition for athletes. Mm-hmm. I'm nowhere near as good as he is in that regard. So, and also just to share people's experience, like someone like Chris Carr, mm-hmm. cancer, living with cancer and thriving. Like I wanted to share hope with people and also give them inspiration to like maybe move forward on their dreams. Like I was talking to Ethan Brown today about, if you want to start something, it's never too late. Like if you have a goal or idea in mind, like writing a book or starting a company or changing your diet or starting to exercise, you can be 20, you can be 80. And don't listen to the people that tell you you can't do it.
Yeah, that's so. A very, very good tip for life in general, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Well, and I hear a lot with my patients and sometimes my friends too, like, my family won't support me or I'd have to go back to school or any of these, excuses, which are fine. But I think to me, like I'm so grateful that I went to school for Chinese medicine because I definitely, my parents would have preferred if I going into medicine that I became a Western medical doctor instead of Eastern, but obviously now they're very proud of me and excited that I'm doing what I do. But the vegan thing is still very weird to them, but that's okay.
How long have you been vegan for?
Just 5 years, but I went vegetarian in 1985, and I played with veganism throughout the years, but I was so addicted to dairy, and then I finally committed, like, this is enough. I felt like such a hypocrite still. I knew I was still harming animals. I mean, I would go sometimes months without dairy, but I never felt comfortable, and then I finally, it's like, I can overcome my addiction to goat cheese.
A lot of people are addicted to cheese, aren't they?
Yes.
Is that related to anything in Chinese medicine? Cheese addiction or addiction in general?
In general, it's usually, I don't know if you could really say Chinese nutrition looks at addiction in different ways depending on what you're addicted to. Like if you're addicted to sweets or dairy, that affects certain organs. But if you're a smoker or addicted to something that you inhale, that has other issues attached to it. So dairy, the addiction to dairy would be someone who's a worrier or overthinking is probably going to be more prone to dairy products than someone who isn't. But, there's Western, I'm sure you've talked about it on your podcast, the Western reasons for why dairy is so hard to give up. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I treat addicts, anywhere from people addicted to coffee to people who are addicted to crack, and everything in between. So I know the reasons behind it, but I would be like, oh, just one little bite, that looks so good. And then and then I'd fall right back into my addiction. So, but 5 years ago, I was like, I've had enough and don't miss it at all. And I'm so grateful that I finally made the commitment and will never look back.
And you just feel so much better, don't you? Like, I know I'm addicted to sugar. That's one of my things. And I can go, a few months or something without sugar. But as soon as I have just a little bit, then I'll be like, oh, I have to have some more sugar the next day. Or it's a very hard one to break, that one.
Yes. And sugar is known to be as addictive as heroin. There's studies now proving that. And, of course, I'm against animal testing, but they've even had sugar and cocaine and mice, and the mice will go after sugar before they go after cocaine. So that's that's how addictive it is.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. So going back to your podcast that you do, what sort of topics do you speak about with people, just whatever their interests are or whatever, wherever they come from?
Yeah, wherever they come from. Again, someone like Chris Carr and her living with cancer and being a spokesperson for living a healthy life without doing chemo and radiation or surgery and spreading that message. Or someone like I had Heather Mills on, and we mostly talked about her journey into going vegan. Mm-hmm. That's Paul McCartney's ex, for those of you who don't know the name right away. Her reasons for going vegan and what inspired her to start her food line and restaurants. So everyone is different, but I've also had some environmental groups on. And goodness, I'm drawing a blank off the top of my head. On the top of my head, that's so awful because it's been a while since I've had anyone from the environmental movement on my show. But talking about the oil's effect on the Amazon and what we can do locally to have an impact on the environment. Obviously, going vegan is the most important one for helping the environment. Mm-hmm. But I've also had organizations talking about helping children in orphanages in Asia and just the whole gamut. But it's my main message is improving your life and spreading that out to the world. So even if you feel like, oh, it's just little me, you know, I live in a tiny town in the middle of nowhere, I can't have an impact, but everyone can.
Yeah, that's great. And what's your favorite topic to talk about on the podcast?
Well, I definitely love talking about food, mm-hmm. like most vegans. and how transformation stories. So someone, you know, just like my own story of, because I'll share this a little bit on my show sometimes, depending on the guest, but how I went from sort of, oh, I'll try being vegetarian for the summer, mm-hmm. to it becoming mm-hmm. sort of my life's work, and how that happens. So the transformation story, and I was a junk food junkie, and eating McDonald's on a regular basis, and the thought of eating anything like that which just is totally gross to me now. Mm-hmm. So stories of transformation and how you know people came from certain attitudes or ways of living and how they're better, happier, more giving people. So
and what about how you actually create your podcast? Like, what do you use? What sort of programs do you use? What sort of tools?
It's actually really simple. With Blog Talk Radio, I just have to log onto my computer and access the internet, and the studio is right there on their website. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to have anyone call in. I mean, they have to call in, but they don't have to travel, especially in LA. There's issues with traffic.
Horrible traffic in LA.
So I don't know what program Blog Talk Radio uses, but all I do is log in. I have a call-in number and a password. It's kind of like doing a conference call, but the whole world can listen.
Yeah. And do you have a specific microphone that you use?
No, it's all just whatever my Mac automatically comes with.
Mm-hmm. So your internal microphone, yes. That sounds really easy. And then they would obviously just do everything for you. You wouldn't have to do the uploading or anything, would you?
No, it's automatically on their site, but I'm a little bit behind because I've been so busy with the book, but I do put everything on my site as well, eventually. And I've made videos, so my YouTube channel I make it into a video. It's just pictures of whoever the guest is intertwined with the interview. But they make it so easy. So anyone who's interested in starting a podcast, Blog Talk Radio is a great option. And they have, I mean, my show personally, I've never had the President of the United States on, but even Barack Obama has been on Blog Talk Radio. Wow. So that's how much of a draw the website has. Mm-hmm.
And then when, like you said, you put it on your website, do you just use the embedded code or you actually upload it to your website?
Just upload it. There's a way for me to download it onto my computer and then upload it back again on my website. And there's a link that says radio show that you can go and see every guest that I've had on over the last 4 years.
On your website, cool. And then, do you get the RSS feed from your shows and submit it to other channels like iTunes or anything, or you just keep it all on Blog Talk Radio?
It's all on Blog Talk Radio. I haven't looked into having everything on iTunes, but I know some people have said they've listened to my show through iTunes, so I'm assuming Blog Talk Radio is taking care of all that as well, which is really nice.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Easy. And have you had a favorite person that you've spoken to when you've been besides me? Yes. Very good answer there, Heather.
Very good answer. Gosh, I've had so many incredible guests. I definitely think, like Chris Carr, I joke with her that I want to be her when I grow up. Just, sharing her story. Rory Freeman's always a great guest. She's very funny and has good insight. Robert Sheik has been a great guest, the plant-based muscle bodybuilder. He's getting more into running now, but I like his story because he's super funny and energetic, but he went from being this little weakling nerdy guy to like a strong nerdy guy.
I've interviewed Robert too, and he's a great interview subject. Just like you said, that energy is just amazing.
Yes.
And he's a good friend too. Yeah,
he's a sweet, very sweet guy with tons and tons of energy, very funny. But I've never been disappointed with a guest. I have to say I've been very lucky with that. But I choose everyone myself and reach out to them. They're either someone that I know personally, like Robert or Rory or you, or I reach out to them and make sure that they would be a good, interesting guest. Anyway, I did have one person who was calling from their cell phone and driving, and it was pretty distracting, but otherwise I've been very, very lucky.
And how often do you do your podcast?
I used to do it weekly, and now I'm doing it monthly just because I'm so busy, and it'll probably stay monthly at least for now. When the book stuff settles down, maybe I'll up that again, but for now it's monthly because that's all I can physically do.
Mm-hmm. Understandable. Okay. Well, yeah, make sure everyone you check that one out on Blog Talk Radio. And Heather, what have you got planned for the rest of the year? Book-related stuff, I guess?
Yes, travel for the book. And I'm hoping I will be coming to Australia at some point for the book. I'm looking into doing some workshops there and then including maybe some of the Veg Fest. But that's still in the works. We'll see. I have a lot to do. I'm probably going to be doing a workshop in Costa Rica. That hasn't been confirmed yet, but I've been talking to the owner about me joining a yoga retreat and doing like an hour a day for 4 or 5 days.
Mm-hmm. That sounds cool.
Yeah. So we'll see. Yeah. My publicist has her fingers everywhere and a lot of pots trying to get things together, but I will be on, we haven't confirmed a date yet, a show called Better TV. It's on nationally in the US. They film everything in New York. So
what sort of show is that?
It's a talk show, but they do focus on positive positive messages and inspirational messages, and they have health related topics on there, but then they also have sports guys that I wouldn't even know who these guys they are, but like famous football players and all kinds of stuff.
So no soccer players for you then?
I don't think there's any soccer players. I know. No soccer players.
Well, thank you very much, Heather, for taking the time out to have a chat with us today. And if you'd like to check out Heather's website, livenaturallivewell.com, where you can also get her book and check out Amazon, Barnes & Noble and all those other places for Fix Your Mood with Food. And thank you for joining us. And you can see vivalavegan.net for more information and more interviews with inspiring vegans. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, darling.